There's basically a glorified typewriter with a LED screen or something like that. I think my mom might still have that somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure.
Quick brown fox jumped over a lazy dog, right? Something like that?
Something like that.
1954, Lassie made its television debut on CBS.
Wow.
Lassie. Great TV show. Little Timmy was really relieved when Lassie debuted. He'd been stuck down in that well for a couple of months by then.
Yeah, you couldn't film Lassie today. I mean, seriously, unless you wound up losing the cell phone in there in the well, too.
New study, Chuck, claims that all this time, I guess we've been taking our blood pressure the wrong way. It should be actually taken while we're lying down, they tell us.
Oh, for real?
I guess.
Huh.
Okay.
That may wind up changing a few things, I think.
As Chuck reported, J.M. Smucker's, you think of the jelly there. They're buying Twinkies, maker Hostess brands, $5.6 billion.
Man.
No word on that. I can't imagine having it a huge effect here, but we'll wait. What could be final by Smucker's third quarter, which is in January,
right
in their third quarter?
That's correct. And we've sent a couple of messages up the media relations chain, so hopefully we'll have some sort of a word from
that's a long chain
Hostess.
It's a long chain to go up right now, isn't it? Chuck Todd hosted his final Meet the Press on Sunday. Kristen Welker is the new host starting this Sunday.
Okay.
Do you know what I saw this weekend?
I have no idea what you saw this weekend.
Chuck, and nor do I care, really. But I did happen across a TV commercial that was hyping and promoting Christmas lights.
Yes. Let's skip pumpkin spice altogether, go straight to the Christmas.
It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, it's these lights that flash, you put to show on the side of your house or the front of your house.
Yep.
And it's got little different designs, and they rotate. And in fact, I've got two. I've already got them, but they were promoting them, and I thought, man, isn't this the Christmas movies, Hallmark, they've already started, I think, haven't they?
Yeah,
yeah. Countdown to Christmas, I think, is is on.
Yep,
in some way, shape, or form, and then Cher jumps on the bandwagon. Yes, the Cher.
Oh.
As she's announced, she's coming out with her first ever Christmas album, Cher Christmas.
Really?
There'll be three different album covers with several duets with people she hasn't revealed, but she says she is in awe of all of them. So the Cher Christmas album is coming out. Drew Barrymore, she hosts a talk show now.
Does she?
Yes, she does. Daytime TV.
Okay, so not a podcast, an actual...
It's on the air, yeah.
Set up TV show, okay.
She's bringing back her daytime talk show next Monday, despite outrage from both actors and writers who plan to pick it outside the studio. They say you shouldn't be doing the show without the writers. Actors on strike,
boy.
So...
Okay.
Oreo is bringing back their red velvet flavor cookies.
Okay.
Chuck. If I remember correctly, your family likes those.
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay. Trending on social media, and apparently it's a hit. It's putting tea bags into Sprite.
Why?
Apparently some people like it.
Okie dokie.
I haven't tried it, so I just don't know. Little Debbie has teamed up with Hudsonville Ice Cream to release four fall-themed flavors, apple fruit pies, chocolate chip cream pies, turtle brownies, and pumpkin delights.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they all sound good, right?
They do sound good, yes.
All right. We're going to get to Leland Dane's Visit Emporia here in just a second. Of course, Apple, big day for Apple today. They're unveiling their new iPhone 15.
Goodness, okay.
They got a big broadcast aimed at making us feel like our current phone is extremely inadequate.
Yeah, and there will always be some sort of bug that they'll have to fix even after the rollout.
And where was this when I went to school?
Uh-oh, where was what?
Here's a back-to-school tip for you. Instead of having your kids study extra hard to get good grades, Chuck, here's what you do.
Yeah?
You just write the letter A on a piece of paper and make them stare at it for an hour.
How does that work?
A study by the University of Missouri found that students who looked at the letter A before a test did better than kids who looked at the letter F.
Are you serious?
On their sample test, the A group got an average score of 92.3, which is an A-. The F group got an average score of 78.5, which is a C+.
Oh, wow. Now, did they randomly select these, I would hope?
I don't know. Go stare at that letter. Yeah, go study. Stare at that letter before you go to bed. Have you stared at your letter?
Yeah, no. No, I haven't.
Okay.
If we have to.
There it is. All right. Let's see. We're going to be talking with Deb Gear here this morning on our primetime newsmaker.
Yeah.
Formerly the Fees Group, right?
Yes. Formerly the Fees Group. Flint Hills Animal Advocates. It's what it's called now. And we're going to be focusing on the now traditional spaghetti and no balls dinner, plus some other activities that'll be coming up here. So that'll be our preview focus coming up at 7:20 here this morning.
And Vic Rodriguez will be with us here this morning. Victor, host of our Nuestra Musica program on Sundays, talking about the Las Casitas Fiesta.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at Las Casitas Park here this Saturday, September 16th. They've got a lot of stuff going on there.
Boy, don't they.
This weekend. And also Karen Darty, president of Flint Hills Tech College, will be in with our monthly Tech Talk right around 8:20 here this morning. But let's bring on in Leland Danes, director Visit Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for taking some time to join us here early morning on a Tuesday. And, Leland wants to chat about a new art project proposal application through the Community Arts Alliance. Well, first, before we delve into that specifically, Leland, let's talk about the Community Arts Alliance and exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, folks have probably been seeing some of the new public artworks that have been going up this past year, namely the most recent one. There's been a community paint-by-numbers project there at the Trolley House that was just conducted on the Emporia First Friday Art Walk this month. And I believe they said they got about 75% done, and Andrea and Alex Polson are finishing that up. But Community Arts Alliance is a group of artists that have come together, representatives from a variety of art institutions like the Emporia Arts Center, Emporia State University, Flint Hills Technical College, Trox Gallery, and Kayla there First Friday, of course, and then just local community artists. And they were coming to me at Visit Emporia indicating that they wanted opportunities to try to get organized and pursue more public art projects around town. One of the needs at that time was access to funding. And so I was able to go to the city and get approval for $20,000 to be spent annually on public artworks projects. And so the Community Art Alliance was formed as a way to kind of manage that, manage those projects, distribute that funding. And this art project proposal is the next step in making that accessible to all community members. We want this to be something where our local artists and creative minds in our community can come to this group with an idea, a well-thought-out proposal, and have an avenue through this form to be able to submit that for consideration, something that could potentially receive some funding and some assistance in execution.
All right. Okay. So, how can people access this once this gets started? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so that is live on our website right now, visitemporia.com. Under Things to Do, you'll find Public Art. And that you can read up a little bit more on the Arts Alliance there. But there's actually two ways for folks to get involved. About midway down the page, you'll see that there is, for artists, they can submit their proposal. There's a button to click on there, which will take you to the form. And folks can either, copy that form and use that directly or simply use that as a guide in creating their own proposal to submit. Of course, just go back on to the Visit Emporia website and contact us to send us an email with your completed proposal. But property owners as well can submit their site. Obviously, we need locations for public art, and we have already had a number of submissions of people that are property owners that are interested in having art at their location. So those are two ways that folks can get involved there, whether you're a property owner or an artist who has an idea for some type of public art project.
Leland, for considering how popular the community art has become just over the last year and a half to 2 years here, how does Visit Emporia maybe track and show where these projects are that people can find?
Yep, great question, Chuck. On that same page, again, you go to visitemporia.com/public art, or just look for under things to do. You go to that public art page, and there is an interactive map that highlights all of the public artworks in Emporia, not just those that have been completed in the last year or so by this group, but all public art projects that we know of that exist in Emporia. And you can actually sort that by the different layers if you're just wanting to see where the murals are at, or the interactive murals that Emporia Main Street has done, or maybe you just want to see do a sculpture tour. You can kind of click on those layers and search by just the different mediums of art that exist. So it's a great way. And of course, you click on the icons on that interactive map, and it's going to show you pictures of that artwork, tell you the story of who created it and why. So a really neat opportunity to kind of know where all of these works are at, so you can go investigate them, check them out.
So is there a limit to the dollar request people can access? You mentioned you got $20,000 to work with off the top here.
Yeah, not currently. There's not a set cap. We do state on the form that we encourage proposals to have other funding sources as well. Typically, we like to see that a project has an investment of some kind from the property owner. To give you an example of the two projects that were done here, the Hispanic Heritage mural, the owner of that building did some prep work, invested financially in preparing that space for the art to be received. Same with Nick Jacobs' wall there, where the Faces of Emporia mural is. Building owner, you know, invested financially in prepping that wall. So whether it's making preparations for art to be received, or potentially just simply providing some portion of financial investment, we like to see that the artist or the project manager is not relying solely on this fund to provide 100% of the funding. That'll help stretch those dollars out, make them go a little bit further. There are, of course, art grants out there, and we link to some of those on that form, try to encourage people to investigate some of those other funding opportunities. And then, of course, just private donors and private donations are always welcome to see that these projects can be completed. But there's not a set cap. Again, we're certainly learning through this process, and we don't know entirely what to expect this first year of opening this form up. Of course, this past year, we've been overwhelmed and have been surpassed in our expectations of what these art projects can be. Very proud of what we're seeing through that Faces of Emporia mural, the Hispanic Heritage mural that we helped fund, and, of course, this Trolley House mural project as well.
All right. The art project proposal application window is open through the Community Arts Alliance. Thank you, Leland.
Always a pleasure.
Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, 656, 56 degrees. Good morning.
It'll soon be time to select Medicare plans for the next enrollment period, and you're invited to a free town hall discussion to help you make an informed decision. One session only on October 3rd at the Anderson Building. This is not a sales presentation. This is a collaboration of Senior Health Insurance Counselors, Hague Pharmacy, Commission on Veterans Affairs Office, and Newman Regional Health. Space is limited, so reserve your spot early. Call 620-341-7781 or online at newmanrh.org/Medicare.
Clipwear Autoplex wants to thank you, Emporia. Bring your friends and family to our community appreciation event Saturday, September 16th from 11 to 2 p.m. You'll have a chance to win a prize every hour, or maybe you'll get to win some money in our cash machine. We'll be providing free pizza, hot dogs, and a bouncy house for the kiddos. We can't wait to share the fun with you Saturday, September 16th from 11 to 2 here at Clint Boyer Autoplex on West Highway 50.
We'll be broadcasting live from that big event out at Clint Boyer Autoplex here this weekend. KVOE Live and local. It is 6:57, time for sports, and with that, here is Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. World Series opener against the White Sox rained out last night. Steady rain throughout the day in Chicago, more forecasted for last night. Game will be made up today as a straight doubleheader.